ندیدم شهی در دلارایی تو، به قربان اخلاق مولایی تو. تو خورشیدی و ذره پرورترینی، فدای سجایای زهرایی تو.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. The successful believers. In 1957, a group of Hajis of the Sacred House to Mecca from Tehran, the Amir al-Hajj, group leader of all Hujjaj, was Sadr al-Ashraf. The cost for a journey to Hajj in those days and returning via the Ziyarat of Iraq was around 300 dumans. This was by road on a coach. This was my 14th trip to Baytullah al-Haram, the Holy House, and serving as the Alim, a minister of religion. That year, due to certain issues, the Saudi government had implemented special regulations. A group, a caravan comprised of 100 buses, escorted by the police towards the front of the buses, and one at the rear protected the entire fleet. There was one person in charge of the group. A car with all emergency equipment was included in the caravan. Our bus had two drivers, Asghar Agha and Mahmoud Agha, both from Tehran. When we embarked on the spiritual journey, Asghar Agha was the driver and our coach was the last in the entire fleet. To his misfortune, he was the driver and his was the last 100th coach returning from Hajj too. This issue was upsetting him a lot. Blazing hot deserts of Arabia, sandstorms, and in addition, being the last coach, the smoke and the pollution of all buses was their share. "I must overtake all of these buses and lead the fleet," he nagged and started overtaking. He overtook in intending to join the front of the fleet, but did not notice that he has been deviated from the path. The Alim says, "It was my 14th trip. I was aware of the geography of the area, was familiar with the astronomy, never-ending scary deserts of Arabia, sandstorms which leave no trace, sand dunes formed in no time. I got worried. Advised the driver to stop and not distance from the group. No one from the group supported me, as Karaha had intended. Said we have enough water and fuel and nothing to worry. He got away from the group and after a very long drive found out that he is lost amidst the desert. Night had fallen. We pleaded and shouted at him to stop the coach to offer our prayers. As we disembarked, I looked at the sky. I saw that the distance of the septentrion from our present location has increased a lot. In astronomy, septentrion is the north, also known as half Orang or half Baradaran. We were totally lost and far away from where we should have been. I said to the driver, tonight we will stay here and in the morning return to where we came from. We started our journey in the morning. The soft sands had settled and the path was lost. We had no way to return. The coach too would not move in the sands. We tried to drive in all directions but got nowhere. The second day ended. The third day we ran out of fuel and water. We had all lost hope. As I was the alim of the group and had been so many times said, it was Asghar Agha's fault who led us into this mess, has committed a grave sin, but little can be done. All of us will have to seek Imam Zaman alayhi salam. If he saves us from this desert of devastation, what better joy? And if he does not, then we all will perish in this wilderness and be the feast of the wild. Come on, before we are exhausted, Before we lose strength, each one of us make his own grave, stay there. And if death is to intervene, let's die in our graves. This way our bodies will not be eaten by the wild animals. Soon these graves will be filled as the sand blows. Everyone got busy digging his grave. I said to the Hadis, sit in front of your graves and let's seek the 14 Ma'sumeen. I started reciting Dua Tawassul. Started with the Apostle Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Then sought Hazrat Zahra Alayha Salam. Continued with all the Imams Alayhimus Salam. When we reached the 12th Imam Alayhis Salam, I recited Masaib and we all cried a lot. As we were pleading and lamenting, I was inspired to seek the Imam with this recital. Ya Faris al-Hijaz adrikna, Ya Aba Salih al-Mahdi adrikna, Ya Sahib al-Zaman adrikna, O Rider of Hijaz, help us. O Aba Salih, O Mahdi, help us. With all helplessness, broken hearts, and with no hope from anywhere, we were repeating this glorious recital. We called our master. I said to the Hadis, vow with the Almighty Allah, that if you were saved, you will give away all what you have now as charity in the way of Allah. That if any needy would approach us, we would help him and serve mankind, fulfill their needs for the duration of our lives. We were totally desolated, completely broken and had lost hope. Everyone was lamenting. I set away from the group, sat alone and spoke to the Almighty Allah. I then spoke to Imam al-Asr. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. If you don't help us now, who will help us? A cry I cried, which cannot be defined. Such a sweet status, never did it exist, nor ever came in my life. As I was weeping, a man in an Arabic attire with 7 camels carrying some load, he appeared before me. I thought he must be an Arab from Hijaz and maybe a camel driver traveling with his camels or maybe a traveler passing this way. At seeing him, I was extremely happy. My joy could not be described. At seeing him, I found myself by the border of Hijaz and Iraq. I said to myself, he must be knowing the way to the borders. I was extremely happy. He was walking towards me. I stood and went to him, greeted him with salam. He too replied, Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I kissed his face. He was very attractive, very nurani. When we met, he in Arabic said, Dhayyatum al-tariq, you've lost your way? I said, yes. He said, I have come to guide you. I said, thank you very much. He said, you will go straight. You will pass by those 2 mountains. You will continue and pass by from the 2nd set of 2 mountains. You will see the highway there. Take your left and you will get to the borders. He, after showing us the way, said, the vow you've vowed is not right. I said, why, Aga John? He said, your vow is not valid. If you gave away all your possession, how will you continue with your journey to Iraq? Once your stay in Iraq is 40 days, you will be performing the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and all the other a'imma alayhimus salam. If you give away all what you have, you will have nothing to spend and will be bound to beg, and begging is haram. Make a note of that what you have now. When you reach home, give that as charity in the way of Allah, the Baraka wa Ta'ala. Abiding by your vow now is not desired. He then said, call your fellow travelers and ask them to quickly get on board. If we set off now, we will be by the border at Maghrib. Our friends were still lamenting and in tears in Tawassul seeking the Imam alayhi salam. They could not see us, but we saw them. When I called them, they at seeing us were overwhelmed with joy. They stood in joy and came to us. One after the other, they greeted salam and kissed Agha's hand. Agha said, get on board now and go this way. I said to my friends, Agha has shown me the way. Let's get on board and leave. One of the Hajis, Haj Muhammad Shah Hosseini, said to me, Agha John, the car might get stuck. Let's pay the vow money to this Arab. Whatever the amount he wants, let him join us to our destination. Agha, when he heard this command, said, Sheikh Ismail, in front of me tell them that their vow, their nazr is void. And I said that to Haj Muhammad and all other Hajis, Agha says that your vow is marjuh, low, not desired and is not correct. If you give away all your possession as charity, then with what money will you continue your journey to Iraq and then return to Iran? You will be bound to beg in Iraq, and begging is haram. Agha said, the money you have is sufficient for your entire journey. I would have topped it up should there have been a shortfall in your funds. I saw that we cannot convince Agha with money to join us. Suddenly it was inspired to my heart. Agha is from Hijaz. Inhabitants of Hijaz respect the Holy Quran and honor an oath placed on the Holy Quran. I had a small Quran in my pocket. I sought him by the Holy Quran and requested. He said, why do you swear on the Holy Quran? Do not swear on the Quran. Now that you have sought me by Quran, I will come with you. He then said, Ali Asghar is at fault. It was him who resulted in you getting lost. Now Mahmood will drive the coach. I will sit next to the driver and Sheikh Ismail, you sit next to me. Ask all your friends to quickly settle down on board. I said to Mahmood Agha to drive. He sat beside the driver and me next to him. Agha said to me, say, start the car. At this point, none of the passengers and neither of the drivers noticed that there was no fuel nor water in the vehicle. Haj Mahmood turned the ignition and the vehicle started and rolled. I then noticed that Agha moved his index finger but was unaware of what the secret behind it was. The car moved fast without getting stuck in the soft sands. We passed by the two mountains, and as Agha had mentioned, two more mountains appeared. Agha said to pass between them. Agha spoke to me in Arabic. He knew my name and the names of all Hajis and the drivers. He addressed everyone by his name. He understood our conversation in Farsi and replied, we had reached the middle of the two mountains. Hazrat looked at the sky and said, it is Zuhr now. Ask the driver to stop and everyone to offer prayers. I will also offer my prayers. After prayers, everyone have their lunch in the coach so that we reach the border at the primary time of Maghrib. I conveyed the message to Haj Mahmood. He stopped the vehicle. Agha then said, you have no water? Yes, I said, yes, we have no water. Hazrat showed me a thorn tree, thickness of which was that of a walking stick, and said, by that tree is a well. Go drink water and perform your wuzu. Fill your vessels and your vehicle with water. I will offer my prayers here. I am in wuzu. We came by the tree and saw a well, pure, clear, refreshing water, a span or a little more below the ground level. We could easily reach the water. We drank from it and performed wuzu. We offered our prayers and all tasks were done. Agha too was done with his prayers. He said, have your lunch in the bus. As the vehicle moved, I offered Agha a few dry fruits. He said, I don't want. I had some bread that I had prepared with good wheat in Shahrud in Iran. He took some of it, but I did not see him eat it. The vehicle moved with full force, and as Agha had mentioned, we arrived at the border of Hijaz and Iraq at Maghrib. At this point, Agha said, I will leave. From here onwards, do not travel alone. Tonight stay here. Tomorrow a caravan of 100 coaches will arrive. You join that group. I said, certainly, we will stay here tonight. I said to him, you too stay here, be our guest. Hazrat said, Sheikh Ismail, I have a lot of work. You sought me by the Quran and I accepted. I will leave and leave you all by the Almighty Allah, and I repeat that vow of yours is void. You be careful that they do not give away their wealth to someone. As I mentioned, calculate your funds and make a note of it. In your hometowns, pay that as sadaqah, as charity. Approximately from 3 hours before Zuhr until Maghrib, we were with the Imam alayhi salam in the coach. He was occupied in some zikr, a recital all the time, and I could not make out what that zikr was. He had a shawl around his waist, like the Arabs of Hijaz, had a sword on his right and a small sword on his left. His head was also covered. His radiant forehead, attractive eyes, his eyebrows like a bow, were clearly visible. He was very kind, very compassionate. At this point, I sought his permission to carry out some tasks. He joined me, walked a few steps with me, and as we were talking, I did not see him anymore. It was then that I understood what had befallen on us. I called all my friends, Haj Abdullah, Haj Muhammad, and exclaimed, how blind were our sights. We had been with the Imam since the morning and had not recognized him. At this, when everyone came to their senses, they started to cry. The wailing that we had put up in the tent attracted a few policemen to our sight. They thought someone had died. We said we were lost and we were crying as we had found our way. Who says this? Thank the Almighty God, and there is nothing to cry. The Adhan was heard. I asked the driver, how did he know your name? He said, Asghar Agha. Was at fault? Asghar Agha said, yes, it was all my fault that you all fell in this trouble and got lost. I said, Alhamdulillah, the end was good. You got us lost, but we got to meet the greatest blessing, the ni'mat, and that is our master, our imam, our hujja, Mahdi alayhi salam. Rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين.